Bees.
Alice had almost fallen asleep, half frozen, exhausted beyond words. What? She mumbled, edging towards her daughter. Bees?
I can hear bees, Mama.
Lotta felt too cold to sleep, and though she wanted the warmth of her mother's body, she was too distracted to lie still.
So can Puddle. I think he followed them.
What? Alice sat up, glancing at the sleeping bodies sprawled around their snowy campsite. She saw Ludo sitting by the fire, though his back was to them, his shoulders slumped.
You let Puddle go?
Lotta shook her head, hearing Magnus mumbling nearby.
He escaped. It wasn't me. It was the bees.
She was talking so loudly that Alice was certain her daughter was going to wake everyone up. They were camping with the beached fleet in the cove near Furcat, waiting for Jonas and Vic to bring the Otby army to them. It was hard to remain patient, though they couldn't sail back to Otby in the one ship they'd escaped Orvala in. For what help would they be then? Alice grabbed Lotta's hand, placing a finger to her daughter's cold lips.
Shh now, and show me where Puddle's gone. We have to find him.
Lotta nodded, eyes wide and worried. Taking her finger away, Alice helped her daughter to her feet. The darkness away from the fire was complete, so she hurried to Ludo, tapping him on the shoulder.
I need a torch.
He almost fell off the log he was sitting on, quickly shaking his head.
Thought you were a Vatir, he snorted, relieved to see Alice.
Then, noting the look on her face, he frowned.
What's wrong?
Puddle's escaped. We're going to try and find him, but I need a torch.
Ludo stood.
I'll come with you.
But Alice shook her head.
No, you watch the camp. We won't be long.
Ludo hesitated. Though after seeing Alice kill her husband in Orvala, he knew she was perfectly capable of handling a simple walk into the forest.
Here,
he said, picking up one of the torches he'd made, dipping its cloth tip into the fire.
Take this.
And pulling it out, flaming brightly, he handed it to Alice.
I'll come looking if you haven't returned soon.
Alice nodded, heart pounding, as she realized that she too could hear the bees. Beams of sunlight whirled around her, bathing her in warmth. Clouds touched her toes as she rose higher and higher, barely able to breathe now. It was as though she was the most powerful bird, one that could fly higher than any other. As though she was Utresia, goddess of the sun, herself, the true goddess, the one sacrificed for Thenor's ambition. For the father of the gods' desire for power had always been far greater than his sense of justice. Mirella could see how possible it was to touch the sun. She reached out a hand, lifting it above her head. And then the vast expanse of sky darkened, and she was falling, tipping backwards, arms unfurled. Cold air pushed against her back, rushing past her arms. Her toes were no longer warmed by the sun. They were frozen, and she trembled with cold and fear as she fell, speeding towards the darkness. Gripping Lotta's hand, Alice led them into the trees.
It's so dark, her daughter whispered, tripping over a rock.
Alice squeezed her hand, keeping Lotta on her feet. She brought the flaming torch down lower so her daughter could see the path ahead.
Don't worry, we can see.
The buzzing was getting louder.
Can you hear the bees, Mama?
It can't be bees, Alice insisted.
Bees don't like the cold. They don't like the night either. Wherever the bees are, it's not in there.
She felt oddly certain about that, momentarily wondering if she was dreaming. There were stones. Enormous stone pillars rose up amongst a copse of tall birch trees, and Alice pulled up quickly, not having noticed them before.
They're in there,
Lotta hissed, glancing back over her shoulder, wishing Magnus was with them.
The bees!
Alice handed Lotta the torch.